Okay, today we're going to be finished with Kibbutz Avayim, if you know what I mean. We won't have to think about it for another while. But today, actually, we're learning... Today we're learning Shar Anoshim, pretty much. The din of grandparents, brothers, etc. Actually, Sif Chaf, which we're up to, is still talking about Benoi. Hamakal of Benoi HaGadol, Yuminad Benoi Sai. It's a Gemara in Maivkatan. It says that somebody who would hit his older child, a child who's older, would be put in Chayrim. The Rambam, in the sixth parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah, counts 24 cases in all of Shas, only 24 cases. I'm good today. 24 cases in which Chazal said to put someone in Chayrim. As you can imagine, one of them is Hamakal of Nei HaGadol. Somebody who hits a child and he's a little older, it's Lifnei Iver. Hayavadad Nei Sai. Now, of course, the big question is, what age does that apply? What age are we afraid that if someone hits a child, the child will hit him back? So the Ramos says, until age 22 or 24.
Wow. What's 22 or 24?
Rashi brings two Gemaras, one that says 22, one says 24. Rashi and Gemara. So till age 22 or 24. Of course, the generations change. And by the time of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he writes, maybe even before Bar Mitzvah. He says, Ulai, even before Bar Mitzvah already, you have to stop because of this Cheshvan. So this is a Sif in Shulchan Aruch. Now, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Or curse you? If they curse you back, then...
Oh, maybe curse you back. Okay. Now, why isn't this true by every person? Why is it only B'nai HaGadol? Yoivel Lifnei Iver. What about just hitting anybody? Why isn't it Lifnei Iver? What? Who said you're allowed to hit anybody? Who said you're allowed to hit your child? It's a mitzvah to hit your child. It's a chiddush, it's even a child. It's a mitzvah to hit your child. So it means even if you're doing it for chinuch, you're allowed to do it. Still, there's a cheshbon of lifnei iver. Now here, the question is, why can't the father be meichel mitchila? Right, the Gemara says, was it Rav Kahana Karashirai Lapi Vrei? Gemara says that somebody wanted to test his son, so he ripped his bag in front of him. We had it at the beginning of the Simon. And he wanted to see if he'll get angry. Aitz lifnei iver. So the Gemara says he was meichel. He was meichel. He'll get upset, so he was meichel mitchila. So why can't you just be meichel over here? Chidai asked the question. Why can't he'll be Michael? Then there's no lifnei iver because the child hits himself.
Maybe if the mechila and dam comes out,
is the mechila and hitting him and the dam comes out?
If the child would hit him, and
maybe that's the pshat. It's a separate issue. It's not just kavod. It's a market. It's interesting. Well, what he says is that my mechila doesn't help for bizyaynei. Mechila helps. He shouldn't be mechabit him, or he should sit in this place. But for Bizyaynais, Mechila doesn't help. It's a separate gather. We had a similar thing I mentioned to you last week. There's a stira in Shas about Kovid Aviv Rasha. It says in one Gemara that in Bava Metzia that if he's Eina Isa Maisa Amcha, there's no Kivit Aveim. There's another Gemara in Makis, later in Makis, that says that if somebody is Chayim Malkis and Bezdin, the son's not allowed to give him Malkis. So the Taz in Sukkot Zay Yizayim, yes, it is a stira to Gemaras and Shas. So one of the terutzim is that there's a difference between hitting him and being mechabedim. Of Avrasha, there's no mitzvah to lechabdai, but to hit him, to be mevazeh him, that's aser. So the Berakhia Yosef says the same teretz here. He says that being meichel helps. He should be mechabed you. He can sit in your seat. But to be a mevazeh, to hit a father, that mechila doesn't help. And so he explains this. What about his daughter? Generally in Hebrew, when you say male, it includes female as well. So I think it includes, unless by a female they're not afraid to hit back. I don't know. She'll hit that. No, usually, well, sometimes it says both, and sometimes it doesn't. In Yudches, it said, Mam Zerchai Bekvayt Aviv. If he's only of him, and that he might. Okay, so. All right, next Siv. Siv Chaf Aleph. So now we start talking about the other people who there's a chi of kavod. Till now we spoke about, Aviv and Imai. And now we speak about other family members that may or may not be included. Siv Chaf Aleph. Chayiv Adam Lechabed Eishas Aviv. A person is obligated to show kavod for a stepmother. The father remarries. He's mechuyev and kavod eishes aviv. Afa pi she'eina imai, although it's not his natural mother. Kozman she'aviv kayim. As long as his father is alive, he's mechuyev in her kavod. V'chein mechabit ba'al imai, the same thing. A stepfather of his mother remarries. Kozman she'imai kayemis. Aval achar misa, but after the parent passes away, eina chayev b'kvaydam, he's not chayev in the kavod. Mekom makim davar hagin lechabda na'afa achar misa. It's me, the Sarah Cheretz, to be mechabed them anyway. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he died, he left in his tzava. The Gemara says his tzava. In the last parak in Ksubis, I think it says, when he died, it says his tzava. And it says that he's mitzavah to the children to be mechabed his wife. So if it's their mother, of course they have to be mechabed. It was a stepmother. So he's mitzavah them, they should be mechabed anyway. So Dover Hagun, Alechabdon Aflachamis. So here. So that here needs explanation. There are two ways to learn what it says here in the Sif. It says, Mechayev to have kavod for a step-parent. And here. Mechayev to have kavod for a step-parent. But only in the lifetime of the parent. So what's a possible explanation of that? Why when the father dies, there's no chiyuv kavod? So one way to understand is that the chiyuv to be mechabed a step parent is not because of the step parent; it's because of the parent himself. To mechabed your father, you mechabed his wife. That's a way of showing kavod for a father. So maybe the father's not alive, so it doesn't apply. This kibbut achamisa. So I guess it's still it doesn't show a kavod at that time. The other way to learn would be no, you have to mechabed your father's wife. If your father divorces, sorry, you have no chiyuv kavod. So your father dies, it's not your father's wife anymore. Right? Man dies, so it's not his wife. So you could learn, even if you learn the chiyuv is be'etzem, you could learn that that after death, there's no chiyuv be'etzem because it's not your father's wife anymore. The Paiskim in general, Neman, that the chiyuv is al kavod aviv, and they, you will see soon where this comes from. But in general, it was in this week's parasha, Parashas Yisrael, yesterday's parasha. The Torah Tamima brings that the Medrash says, Es Aviv is L'Rabbis, the Medrash says L'Rabbis Eishes Aviv. Es Aviv says, very nice Torah Tamima, he says that the Es, that they were dashing Kola Es and Shabbat Torah. What's the drasha of S? The drasha of S is S HaTofel. There's always a secondary part. He brings a few examples. It says S Besaroi is to be marba the hide of an animal. S Besaroi, S HaTofel of Besaroi. Or S Peiroisav he brings, I think by Arla, that comes to be marba the peel. S comes to be marba the Tofel to the thing that you're being marba. So Rabbi Kiva dashed Kvayt Shemayim S is L'Rabbis Tamid Echachamim, sort of a tuffle to Kvayt Shemayim. So that explains the drasha here. Kvayt, the Rebuy of Kvayt Eishes Aviv is not a Chiyuv Be'etzem. Normally you have a Rebuy, it's a Chiyuv Be'etzem. He says no, it's a Chiyuv of S Avicha S HaTuffle Avicha. The Chiyuv to the stepmother is, because the stepmother is a tuffle to the father. And therefore, there's a chayiv kavod. That's a big nafkamina. What? That's a separate rasha. That's one second. It's a tuffle to fight off. If that seems to be the Radvaz explains it that way, and the Chidah Berkei Yosef explains it that way, And explains it that way, that it's a toffel to kvayd of it.
Does that mean you can't call the stepmother by her first name as opposed to...
That's right, not calling stepmother by her first name. Look at Yud Ches, he brings the drasha, yes, the the Taz Yud Ches brings the drasha, the Gemara Yaf Es Avicha L'Rabbi Seisha Savicha, Es Himecha L'Rabbi's Bali Mecha, Vav Yisei L'Rabbi's Achiv HaGadol. So there's enough in the pasuk to be marble all three. Okay, so that's the drasha that we have. There's a very big nafkamina, a tremendous nafkamina, if it's kvaid aviv, or it's kvaid eishes aviv. One nafkamina is what happens if your father tells you not to be mechabed her. And she says, bring me a drink, and the father says, no, what you're doing is more important, don't do it. So if it will be out, if she would have a chiyuv be'etzem, so then it's not poshut, at least that the father could tell him. But since it's only expression of kavod aviv, so if the father says not to do it, then you listen to the father. Now that's an easy one. The hard one is the following. The Chidah talks about the shaila. What happens if your stepmother asks you for a favor, and your natural mother asks you for a favor? If your stepmother says, bring me a drink of water, and your mother says, bring me a drink of water. Who has kedima? Logic would dictate that your natural mother comes before your stepmother. That would be logical, that your natural mother comes before your stepmother. But, why, the natural mother shouldn't have kedima to a stepmother? So you're alarmed, but most people think the glut, you know. I think most people, when you go home, ask your wife what she thinks the psak should be.
Are they divorced? Are the parents divorced?
Of course they're divorced. Yeah.
They're divorced.
No, it's not a second wife.
Then you don't have
otherwise, the mother is also Aisha Zavid, right?
No.
The natural mother is also
Aisha Zavid. Then the same level of covet. Why should the natural mother come more then?
Okay.
If it's through the father.
Anyway, what? Oh, wait, you're right. One second. The Birkei Yosef says that according to this explanation, if your stepmother asks you for something, and your natural mother asks you for something, so you have to give kedima to your stepmother, because your stepmother is kibbutz, and your mother is kibbutz. Now, the Pesachei Tshuva said, they're divorced, they're really equal. Yeah. That once they're divorced, they're equal. It's only because your mother's chayav b'kfayt of him, so then in Achinami, this cheshbon would fall away.
That's
why it says before Chayav
Reshiv. That's before Chayav Reshiv. The mother is kadima, because the mother does come from a ribuy.
A pasuk is kedima to a riboy. It's true. A pasuk you have kedima to a riboy if they're. That's right.
Does the tazel of lashon apply to your elder sister?
Oh, we'll have that next. Yes, we'll see that. So, holding your breath. One question on this sieve is not a complicated sieve. It's one question. It turns out when your parents are Baruch Hashem married and well, and your mother asks you for something, are you mekayim kibud av when you help your mother? We just said that when you're mechabed eishes aviv, and it's not your mother, it's a kiyum of kibud av to be mishamish eishes aviv. Now, what happens if it's eishes aviv, but it's also your mother? Is that a kiyum of kibud av to be mishamish?
If your mother has to do something, you should do it first.
Why?
Because you get two mitzvahs.
No, but your father also get two mitzvahs. Baal Ishtai is also kibbutz. So you get two mitzvahs in both directions. Huh? So it may not be. I'll tell you why. Because when you're mechabed, eishes aviv, it's not your mother, you're showing, why are you showing your kavod? Who is she? But she married my father. So you're showing kavod out. That's why I'm mechabed her. If you mechabed your mother, it's your mother. See, you mechabed. Right. There's no question. The mother has kavod. I just want to know if it's both. If when you mechabed your mother, you also get schar feishes of it. I don't know.
Wait till your father comes home.
Okay, at any rate, so this is a relatively easy sif. The sheep kavod. But yeah, it goes both ways. The father also has this. It's both kibudim when you do the father. It's baal ishtai also. It's the same thing. If kibudim yimchayim kibudav, then kibudav yimchayim kibudim. It should go both ways. Although, if you remember, the Pesach Tshuva said the reason when parents are married, the father has kedima to the mother, is because the mother is also mechuyev lahashkaisai atav mechachayavin, and the father is not mechuyev lahashkaisai. So that logic would apply. It doesn't matter how many mitzvahs there are. That's just because atav uhu chayav mekvayda. Fowler said that that would.
If they give the wrong asura or they don't know if she's the mother, they said don't be bothered by she's a bichur. She's also high even though she's the mother.
Okay, lachinami, lachinami. We saw it is Eishes Sadicha. Okay. A sif chav beis. All right, now here comes a sif that's a little more complicated. Chayev adam b'kvayd achiv hagadol. Bein shuachim be'yavim, bein shuachim b'imay. A person is obligated in honor of his older oldest brother. What does it say? We'll have to see. Hagadol sounds like the Bechar, the oldest son in the family. The Zechi of Kavu, we'll talk about the other brothers. The Rama says, even if the younger brother is a Tamachachim, a Gadol B'Tayra, Yaisim and Hagadol, he says, Kei Mashu, the Chuvah Sarosh, the Mishavach, the Loiki, Yeshchachim, the Zeh. He says, there's a machlok, it's about it, but that's a sachra. That in all cases, a person is chayiv and kovid achiv hagadol. Now here, there's a machlok, it's the Rambam and the Ramban, I think, the Pesach Tshuva Yudches. The kvayt achiv hagadol. Here the question is kvayt achiv hagadol a chiyiv be'etzem, or an exhibition of kvayt aviv? So here, the Ayim B'tshuva's Knesset Yecheskel, Sefer Hashroshim is the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The first part of Sefer HaMitzvahs is called the Sefer Hashroshim. Imchayiv, Yefes Hashuv Yechas, Imchayiv B'Kvayit Ochev HaGadol, Af La'achar Vises Ovi V'Imai. Are you chayiv in Kvayit Ochev HaGadol if the parents pass away? Now that word oid, I don't know what that word oid. Do the new Gemaras have a different word there? What? Ayin vav dalet. So I don't know how that fits. I guess it's lachem yisav imay oid. Even after he's a gadol, it's missing a word. Did tama kavit or something? Who rak mishum kvayt aviv imay?
Do.
Oy tam instead of oid. Oh, okay. What? Alavav instead of oid. Okay. Says Yichayim Kvod Abayis Aviv. That makes sense. Oy tam kavir aviv. Oy tam kavir aviv who rak mishum kvod aviv v'imai. Or should we say that you only have to be mechavir your older brother? It's a way of showing kavir aviv v'imai. Come on, Beishas Aviv. Like Eishes Aviv, he also assumes Eishes Aviv is that reason. So we have here Machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban, the truth is, if you look in the Ramban, he says a Belashon Safek. But the Ramban says this idea that the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv out only out Kvayt Aviv Imay, and not La'achar Misa. However, the Rambam Pashtus doesn't hold that way. The Achrayim understand the Rambam not that way, which is the Mechaber. If you look at Mechaber, Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis. In Chaf Aleph, he said, Kvayt Eishes Aviv, B'chayev Olay Lacham Aisai. And right after that, he said, Chayev B'Kvayt Ochim HaGadol, he does not Mechalik. So the Pashtus reading of the words is that the Chiyuv of Ochim HaGadol is a Chiyuv Be'etzem, and not a Chiyuv out a type of Kvayt Aviv Imai. So again, a Nafkamina. If this kedima, if an older brother asks for something and a mother asks for something, if Achiv HaGadol is an exhibition of Kvayt Aviv, then as kedima to his mother, his mother's divorced, then as kedima. So I told you, I mentioned the previous sif. It's not because it's not his wife anymore.
I mentioned that the all the pious give them on that it's that the reason Achamisa is because it's showing quite aviv. So as long as his father's alive, it's a mitzvah. If the reason would be because he's not married anymore, then certainly Achiv HaGadol would be excluded. But I'm saying even if it's an exhibition of pride, so it doesn't apply then Lachamisa, according to the Ramban. According to the Ramban, it's a Chiyuv Ve'etz.
How could it go before the mother? Because
it's... Atav Ahu Chayav
Mekvayday.
Unless
you're
saying it's
the same
mother.
It's not the
Bechol. The Bechol is the one who's good.
We'll talk about it in a minute. One second.
All these secondary Chiyuvim, are they strictly covered? And
Myra? Oh, so it's a good question. Is it covered? Is it Myra? Are you allowed to call your older brother by his first name? What do you say? So one could argue, no, there's Myra, but that's not Myra. To call your brother first name. But the Beis Meir says, the Beis Meir, he only has two paragraphs in Kibbutz Aveim, but he says it rather than Sifchach Gimel. He says, Kvayt Achiv HaGadol is only Kavin, and it's not Meira. Kabeda Savicha Ve'esimecha Vav L'Rabbis Achiv HaGadol. So you can sit in your older brother's chair, you call him by his first name, you contradict him, which is common, but Kavin, you know. So we're talking about sister and other brothers. Okay, the big question here is what about, is this only the oldest brother? What about all older brothers? And what about older sister? So there are a few places to look here. We start, I guess, with the Beis Lechem Yehuda. You have to let your older brother walk in first. Al Tziri, you don't have to. If it's somehow physically more comfortable, I guess so. But Al Kavod, Kavod is a mitzvah. Kavod is a mitzvah. Generally, things that Bakumba say are Kavod and Mishav Al Tasa are so the Beis Lechem Yehuda. Beis Lechem Yehuda, see, it says in the second piece, Kvayrachav HaGadol, Haynu Gadol HaAchim Shenichnas B'Makam Ahav. The oldest brother who sort of takes over for the father. You're not any older brother. And he brings this from Kavonas Arizal. The Koshke Loi Lachoisai, what's that abbreviation? Koshke Loi Lachoisai. Memnutes, anybody? Doesn't say? Then maybe he didn't know either. Okay. Anyway, he says, so the Beis Lechem Yehuda brings, there's no key of not of Kibra Achayse HaGadol and not of Shar.
So what does it mean?
The Gilyam Arshah, I'm trying to bring the Barbakaibis on the page. The Gilyam Arshah, also the second piece says the same thing. Achayav Adam Kvayt Achav HaGadol, Haidu Achar Rishayn, Lai Hashayni, Avshar Gadol Mimeno Bisharim, Chuvas Halachas Kitanis, Chuvas Shus Yaakov. I want to talk about this Shus Yaakov in a minute. The second place, Gilyam Arshah, one minute. Third place, it doesn't bring this whole thing, but the Pisrei Tshuva, Yutes doesn't talk about the other older brother, does he? Yutes, I bring to Shabbat Rita Shus Yaakov. Oy, the Dafka Achim Agadol, Chayv Lachabe, V'loy Lachaysi Agdayla, Rak Miderech Eretz, Shaloy LeDaber. If they be Shagol, even was Derech Eretz, you should show even to a sibling. But the Kavod is only Achim Agadol. So you have here three on the page, three Maravakaymis on. All that hold that it's only Achiv HaGadol Mamish.
If the sister is the oldest, and then you have a brother, and then another brother. So, is he mechubed in his brother? Or now you're saying, since the brother is not the oldest, he's not mechubed. How does this hierarchy work? You're saying you don't have to be mechubed. It's not the sister's not in this. It's the older brother. But now, if the older brother is not, is it the older brother only of a
brother? All right. So let me tell you what it says in the Makayrais on this Shiloh, the Shus Yaakov, which is the Makar for the Pesach Tshuva, the Gilyam Arshah. The Shus Yaakov says like this. He says, you have not like it's the Rambam and the Rambam. If Achav HaGadol is a Chiyuv Be'etzem, or if it's an expression of Kvayt Aviv. He says, if it's a Chiyuv Be'etzem, so we have a rule, you can't add on what the Torah was Marba. Vav L'Rabbi is Achav HaGadol. So you can't add on what the Tzuras HaMitzvah is. The Tzuras HaMitzvah is Achav HaGadol. And we don't add to it. If it's the Rambam, now here's where it gets tricky. If it's Alter Rabban, it's an expression of Kibbut Aveim. So he says that if it's an expression of Kibbut Aveim, then
it's only the oldest brother. The parents care primarily about the oldest brother, who sort of becomes the head of the family to replace it. The Lashon HaRamban is, Shu Gnai Lahem, she is Basil Tel Daisam, with Starm Bezaharbe, Minikola Anoshim, Liyasa Benayim, Linai Kovid, Bigidoleim. He says the parents have Tsar, they're not Naya Kovid, and the ones older than them. So that Lashon itself doesn't specify Achiv HaGadol, and yet the Shus Yaakov understands that the parents' primary cheshbon is the oldest brother. The oldest brother takes over as the sort of the patriarch of the family, and therefore that's where the Iker Kovid lies. That's the opinion of the Shus Yaakov. Now I should add that Rav Huttner in the Pachet Yitzchak on Pesach, in the original Pachet Yitzchak on Pesach, in Maimon Samach Beis, has an arichus on this idea. Naturally, Makas Bechairis, Hatidu of Bechairim, and he writes about the uniqueness of a Bechar. This is, I'm always nervous to say it over correctly, but this is what he says. He says, the Chiyav Kovid Aviv is Shevi Eloi Lamazeh. Right? You say, Rabbi Mevi Eloi Lamazeh, and Avim Mevi Eloi Lamazeh. So the Kovid is that the parents bring you to this world. He says that the Maila of a Bechar is that he brings parenthood or family to the parents. Parents, before they have a child, are not a family. When they have a child, that's a family. So the oldest child is unique. He creates something special in the family. He creates this matzav, and therefore he's also, just like in Mechavid, your parents, Mevi El Olam Hazeh, a certain sense, the Bechar brings the parents to a certain level of Olam Hazeh, a kiyum of parenthood, of family. And that's Rav Huttner's side. Now that would only seem to apply to the oldest son if he's a Bechar. If there are girls first and the oldest son is not a Bechar, it doesn't seem to allow Rav's explanation, it doesn't apply. I don't see anywhere here it says the word Bechar. It says the oldest son. Does it say anywhere the word Bechar on the page? I don't know. Maybe that's the understanding? I don't know. What? I don't know. That's a separate. If the uncle is your father's oldest brother, maybe, because the father's mechuyev in his kavod, so he doesn't say. So I don't know. By the way, this is the Shus Yaakov. I'm not done. The Birkei Yosef brings the Shus Yaakov, and he's mefakfek on the. He's mefakfek on this chiddush. He says, first of all, to exclude an older sister. The Birkei Yosef says, "Mechitesi." In Lashon Kodesh, we always say a Lashon Zachar for male and female. So the rabbis, Achiv HaGadol, can easily mean oldest sibling. It's one taina, and the taina that's only the oldest brother. He brings the Lashon Ramban that I read you, and he says that the Lashon Ramban is mashma any older child. Parents want their children to show honor for people older than them. Only the oldest. And he adds that why should it be patalachamisa? Why should it be patalachamisa? The parents want children to show cover for those older than them. They always want them to show cover for those older than them.
Well, that's the same thing by ages older.
Okay. All right. These are the tainis. The Birkei Yosef holds that it's all older siblings, and he holds an older sister as well. I have to tell you that there are a list, even though on the page, you have the Reis Lechem Yehuda, Gilam Hashah, Pischei Tshuva, all pater. There's also later a Leket HaKemach on the next page, which is a Kitzur of Hilchis Kibbut Avayim. He also paters. So if you take out a Shulchan Aruch, you have four Maram HaKayimis to pater. And especially Api Arizal, so it's a early Yomakar. Nevertheless, there are a number of Achrayim who say to be mechabed every older sibling. The Tshuvas from Sefer, the Chelak Vav Tshuva Chavtes, the Ben Ishchai in Parsha Shoiftim, and the Tshuva Mi'ava, Jatad the Barabakim. They all say all older siblings, and in the Torah Tamima, he brings a Raya, he brings a Medrash that says Yisachar v'Zvulun loy dibru lefnei Shimon v'Levi. Shimon v'Levi said to kill Sezai, Yisachar v'Zvulun didn't speak up because they didn't want to speak up in front of Misha Gadol, Achav HaGadol. They didn't want to speak up in front of Achav HaGadol. So he understands it could be Shlodav Nei HaGadol Mimenu, but he understands that it's covered Achav HaGadol. So bottom line, there are a number of Marim HaKaimis. It's funny, on the page you have four Marim HaKaimis that say Yepater, and outside you have HaKaimis Yechayim. So bottom line, if you're the youngest siblings, you go to Mekilim. If you're the older sibling, right, you go to Mechmenu. But it's at least a Safek HaShokel exactly how far Achav HaGadol goes. L'Achavisa, the Rabban says Beferish that according to his Pshat Yepater. So the Rabban Zichapat is, and the Rabban is Mechayim. What?
They're
called the father of the oldest son. Even the son is called the Bechor. That proves it's a nature to want to be Mechabi, the oldest son. And yeah, it's two ribuyin. It's S of Iv and S Imai will marry both.
But the business is saying that
Achiv stands generic. You should have said S V. Should be an extra vav in both.
Maybe.
Anyway, this is the issue by Achiv HaGadol. The bottom line is that it's a genuine suffix. How far the fee of Achiv HaGadol goes, if it goes Achamisa, Machalik's the Rambam and the Ramban, if it goes, the Pashas Shulchan Aruch though is that it goes Achamisa, because the Sifchav Aleph by Eishas Aviv, it's said a chilek and not a Sifchav Beis. The Safik of Achosi Agdaila and of Sharachim, Sariach Lukideis, it's something that's left unclear.
But would it be convenient for the older ones? Let's say you have two older sisters, that the oldest would become a little second?
It's like a Svek Sveika. Right, if you have a second, it's a sex cycle. I don't think we can do it arbitrarily. It has to fit into the riboy. You know, sometimes the older son doesn't undertake the mantle of the family. It's the same Shiloh, whatever she is, it's the same machlaikis. The Shiloh is a technical machshiloh. If the Torah was mechabid, it was mechayiv a kibud of achayisi agadayla. So if she's, God forbid, she's not included. But if she's from, whether she's a great person or not, as this mitzvah, it would be the same. As kavit tamidei chachamim, so eishas chavar is also a chiyuv kavit. It's interesting because today in society, I don't think this is true. It's not a value. In other words, what are we saying? It's part of Kavod Aviv. It's the mechabed your older brother. Now, not to be mevaza him, I understand. Not to do a negative, but we're not saying that. We're saying it's Kavod and not Meira. That means l'sham shay, l'ashkaisai, l'achilai, l'itziai, l'aviai. And we're saying that that's the chiyuv. There's no two ways to teach it. Now, in today's society, I don't think parents expect the younger brother to drop things and go bring a drink to the older brother. It's just not the way things are. But that apparently is a value that once existed. The whole idea of kavod for a bechor, you know, I'm a bechor, so it always sits on me that every bechor flopped in Olam Hazeh. No bechor made it. Right? I mentioned to you that, you know, starting from Kayin all the way down, you know, Avram wasn't a Bechor, Yitzhak wasn't a Bechor, and Yaakov wasn't, well, at least not a Bechor for both parents, and Reuven was the Bechira, and Menashe Ephraim was the, you know, Menashe was Bechira to Ephraim, and Moshe wasn't a Bechor, and David HaMelech was the youngest, and Shlomo HaMelech was not a Bechor. Like, nobody was a Bechor. I asked my class once if they could come up with a Bechor in the Chumash that made it. So they came up with Paroi, and Kairach. Kairach was a Bechor. It's an amazing thing, such a big thing, Bechor. Not every Bechor. The Shevet HaBechaira was supposed to be Mishamish in the Beis HaMikdash. And they also lost it. They lost it to Mishamish in the Beis HaMikdash. So what does a Bechor have nowadays? that if there's no Levi to wash the hands of the Kayin, so then the Bechara could go, you know, get second fiddle. So I'm a Levi, so it never happens, right? If I'm there, I'm there. What? A Pishnayim, which also the Velt, no one gives Pishnayim. Everyone, you know, is smarter in the time. No one gives Pishnayim today. So the whole Bechar business seems to fizzle. And that's why I don't think we understand this idea of Lechabed HaBechar, to give a special cover for the Bechar. I Sif Chav Dalet is the hard Sif. Sif Chav Dalet. Oh, sorry, Chav Gimel. Chav Gimel, quickly. Ach Godel. What? No, he wasn't. He was younger. His older brothers, Haran.
His older.
Yeah, yeah. Avraham was younger. Let's see Sif Chav Gimel. Ach Godel, Shechireif Ubiza La'achim Shotam Achachim Bekatan. Bimenu, Bishanim. The Och Gadol that was Mecharif and Mevaza, a brother who's younger, that's a Talmud Chacham. V'nida Akot LeGadol Yafa Asa Shenideyu. The Kima She'ena Nais Apanum LeTaira Eini Aisa Maisa Amcha Beine Chayev LeChabdoi. He's not Aisa Maisa Amcha and you're not Mechayev to be Mechabedim. Sounds like a very easy Sif. The older brother, you have to be Mechabedim, but if he's Mevaza Talmud LeChachamim, even just the younger brother, you're not chayav l'chabdai. Not such an easy sif. Because in Sif Yud Ches, the mechaber shita was that you have to be mechaber aviv even if he's a rasha. Yeah. The Ramah said, if he's a rasha, you don't have to be mechaber him. But the mechaber shita was that you're mechayav l'chabed kibur av is a filo aviv rasha. So it's very hard to understand Sif Chav Gimel, why here, by Ochiba, it's like Mamisha Faker to Svara. The father, which is a big Echi of Kavid, if he's a Rashi, you don't have to be you. That's not Faker to Svara. Okay, Aviv, if he's a Rashi, Mechayiv Lechabda. And Ochiba Godl, you know. Question is why? Why should it be? Ataka Aviv is more, but still it's hard to understand why there should be such a din by Ochiba Godl. Maybe it's a good husband. If he's a Rasha, then if the father doesn't have it, doesn't feel good.
So why?
Okay. Okay. Good. That's a good explanation. But that's the derech of the Shulchan Aruch. It brings always the case of the Gemara, the case of the Rishayim. All right, Lou. Everyone's stalling. No one wants to get to Sif Chav Dalet. Let's see Sif Chav Dalet. A chayiv adam lekabed chamav. A person is obligated to show honor for his father-in-law. And if you think that's a chiddush, look at the Taz Yotes. L'chabit chamav, d'ksiv avi re'ei gam re'ei. David called Shaul avi, v'david amal l'shaul ken shar haya chamav, v'karei avi. V'kasabari chamizal. Kasabari chamizal, hu adir chamoysay. Not only your father-in-law, your mother-in-law too. Which it seems to be a raya that if it says Lashon Zachar, it includes both. It's chayiv to include both. So Rav Pam would like to say that some people say that you have to have your father-in-law, but my father-in-law, he, you know, he's out to get me all the time. He doesn't like me. Bang bang. So Rav Pam said that's why we learned it from David. What was Avi Rei Gam Rei? Shaul was running after him to kill him, and he cut off the corner of his baguette. And he says Avi Rei Gam Rei. So you see, even though he's running after you to kill you, so there's still a chiyuv of Kvay Chamav. That's how we learn it from here. Although there's a limud from Yisrael too, from the Moshe Rabbeinu's Mishamish Yisrael. But here it says Avi Rei Gam Rei. So this is brought, I guess, as a bigger chiddush.
What?
Same thing. It's only covered. I guess it depends on the reason. We have to figure out the reason, and then we'll see. Yeah. So that's what I'm telling you, but that's what Pam used to say. Even Shaw, that he's making trouble for you, there's still a few. And from Avi, is Mashma even. What were you saying? Even a girl has to be mechabed. Avi means my father. It should be covered in Yira.
Well, no, if he called him Avi, he called him Avi. So it should be both. It should be both. What's fascinating is that Yisrael and David had a machlokes. Yisrael was Mekadish Michal with Meir Orlis Plishtim. David and Shaul had a machlokes. David was Mekadish Michal with Musayim Orlis Plishtim. And the money that was promised him, it was Messiah. Shaul asked for Meir. But what happened is David killed Goliath. And Shaul promised whoever kills Goliath will get Ahin Rav and my daughter. And then he saw it was David. He was already jealous of David. So he told David, you want to be Mekadish, Mekadish, or Meir Orlis Plishtim. So yeah, the Plishtim weren't eager to donate their Orlis. He meant you're going to have to go do a battle and then get Meir Orlis Plishtim. Not so easy. I pointed out when you learned this in Navi that if you hold that Basar Hameis is also Bahanoa, Gemara says, what's Meir Orlis Plishtim worth a pruta? Chazi Lashunra. You can feed it to a cat. So, but it has to be Muta Bahanoa. Hameis is also Bahanoa. And those who hold Meis Akum also. So David not only had to get Meir's Plishtim to kill Meir Plishtim, one thing, but he has to get them while they're still alive and remove their Arla. So what did David do? He showed his father-in-law. He brought Messiah Marlis Plishtim. You know, that's the way to do it. He's Mekashu, Messiah Marlis Plishtim, and the money that was owed to him for killing Goliath. So afterwards, Shaul said, Habakadish b'milva u'pruta in the Mekudeshes. Mekadish b'milva in the Mekudeshes. That's a Gemara. The Gemara says that if you Mekadish a woman with money that's owed, it's not a good Kedushin. You have to give her Hano Mezumenes. You have to give her some Hano she could have now. What about Mekadesh b'milva u'pruta? You say, I'll give you money now and the milva. So it's a machlaik is Shaul and David. Shaul said, Mekadesh b'milva u'pruta, ain't a mekudeshes. And David said, Mekadesh b'milva u'pruta, mekudeshes. The Gemara brings those. The machlaik is David and Shaul. So that... the machlekes is daita ya pruta or daita ya milva. That's the shame. But we see here, Shaul didn't hold this is my son-in-law. Shaul held it's not my son-in-law. But he took Michal away, gave it to someone else. David held it's my father-in-law. And still he was mechabed him. Even though the father-in-law held he's not a father-in-law. The son-in-law held he's a son-in-law, so he was mechabed him anyway. I want to mention Agav, people quote... the Taisus brings the Yerushalmi that there were no machlokes until Hillel and Shammai. That's not true. That there were no machlokes till the Zugis. And it's not true there were no machlokes. That's not pshat in the Yerushalmi. There were machlokes. You see, Shaul and David had machlokes. You can't learn and with a chavrusa there should be no machlokes. But until the Zugis, there was always a Sanhedrin Agdaila, which paskin. There's no psak, no machlokes in Alochel Maisa. There were arguments. People had arguments. But they went, there was a central Mokim Psak Bezdin, and there was a Psak for Klal Yisrael, so it didn't remain two Menhagim in Klal Yisrael, but there was a Machlaikis. That's right. Whatever Lami Abbas was also a Machlaikis. Very good. Very good. What? But there was a Psak. Shmuel gave a Psak, and that's what's done. There were Makabal after Shmuel's Psak. There were Mephakfikim, but the Lamaisa, there were. If you mekadish a woman with money you owe her, it's not mekudeshes. What's it did if you say you hurry up mekudeshes li, the money I owe you plus I'm giving you a pruta. That's called mekadish b'milva u'pruta. So that the question is if daita amilva, in which case not mekudeshes, or daita pruta, in which case it is mekudeshes. That's the dispute.
So,
what
you do it in such a way that
machlokes megamara, it's machlokes megamara, but that. Because that's not the case. It's not the debut. It's a rush. The rush. Simchah. He says if you give someone a ring, you mekadesh. You mean whatever it takes for it to work. But the kedushin itself has to be done the right way. I don't have to talk about it. Let's getting back to Kfayt Chamav. So the question is, do we have any chaylkin? Look, it says Kfayt Chamav. You have a chayv and Kfayt Chamav. Avi Rei Gam Rei. So there is here a chshach of days.
So he called him Avi. Yeah. In fact, they called him Avi. So let's look at Shachov Beis, which is a Chiddush Gadol. Shachov Beis says Kosev Abach Lefiz Adira. I'm sorry, Chov Beis Kosev Abach Tahaydu Shesabchoi Bemiktsas LeKavid VeChayev LeChabdoi Kamar Kamoi Shar Zekedim Chashuvim. The Bach seems to say that Kfayt Chomov is not Kiburav. From the Taz, what he brings, it sounds like it's Kibarav, Avi Rei Gamre. The Shaf, Hashem the Bach, said, no. It's a expression of Kvoid Zekedim Chashuvim. You have to be Mechabit every Zaki Chashuv. So why tell me Chomov? It sounds like I'm going to have a Havamin Chomov is less. That's what it sounds like. Have a Havamin Chomov, it's less. So Kamash Malan, that it's not less. It's a Dovah Pella, this Shach. That's what he seems to be saying.
Yeah.
Well, whatever it is, it's Chabaisa also. I don't know. It's a very difficult shach. The shach is an out that Chabav is not mamish, but it's hard to understand it. Let's look at Pisrei Tshuva Chav. Yeah, it's because the Torah brings that he used the Torah. Rechav Yisrael. That's a Rebbe. He's talking about the Kavod. When it says Imachabar, Amadai Melachabar, because he used the Lashon Imachabar, it's just the Torah wrote it, so it's only.
Maybe Kavod
must be like Kavod of the father. Let's see Pisrei Tshuva. It's very difficult. I don't understand. Pisrei Tshuva Chav. I bear hate of what did Chabai say, Chabu, Mishapolo, Kabach, and I dance in Zion, Krechov, Chabai say, Bashakos of Oid, Bahaydu, the Bukhi of the Chabu, Kabai Shar Zakadim, Kekos of Shach Mishay Babach, Venire, the Zem Mukruch. You hear that? But else if you say, Shisha the Sua Petura, oh, something bothered the Shach. We learned earlier that a married woman is Mukhi to be Bechab and her father. Her husband over her father, Yimloi Kane. If you're going to say Kfayt Chavav is Mamish, Haisachayeves, her father should have Kedima to her husband. Kibisha Gabalachai Bekvayt Avia, Hariel Chavav, come and receive your Dalit. We already said Atavu Chayav and Bekvayt. If you and someone else are Mechuyev in the Covet, so that Covet has Kedima. So, Frekta, Zakta Pisrei Tshuva, what bothered the Shach? It bothered him. How could you say Kfayt Chomov is a chi of mamish? If it's a chi of mamish, then a woman, we said a woman is mechuyev lechabed her husband. Head of her father, why it's atov and your husband achayev in the kavayt Chomov. If Chomov wants a drink and the husband wants a drink, Chomov should come first because the husband himself has to bring it. Very stark a kasha. Now this kasha is not shver. On the way we explained when we learned that the Dibris Moshe, the way at least I understood the Dibris Moshe is, we said just like if you have a job, you work for someone, and your parents say, "Bring me a drink." So you can't, you know, you're working, you're standing behind the cash register at the store. It's not your time to give away. You have a contractual obligation to do certain things. You're mechuyev to do certain things. It's not because coming for your boss has kedima to come for your father. It's just you can only give away your time. You can't give away what's not your time. But Mela, the same thing is true. If your father tells you, bring me a drink, and your husband says, bring a drink, it's not her time to give away. If she has obligations. The chiyuvim that are brought in Shulchan Aruch of a husband to a wife and a wife to a husband put the machileo mashkeu as an obligation of a wife. There's an obligation of wife to a husband. So the point is, it's not us to give away. It's a technical thing. It's not a atavu chayav mikvayda. You can't tell someone to give something he doesn't have. Shmudu Reb Nassim. Okay, I'm not sure Shmudu Reb Nassim applies. Oh, the Charedim says that. Sefer Charedim says this shnei kagufay. That's why you chayav mikvayd chamav. He apparently holds that it's mamish kvayd chamav.
If
this
is the Chomov, it's not the same thing as a father
and
mother,
because
how many father tells
him
the Chomov says something?
See, your father's Kedima. Whatever's Beforish Bekro always says Kedima to a Levite. Let's see the Rabbah.
Rabbah says Yeshayim De'ein adam chayiv b'kfayt avi aviv. Here he brings a machlokes. If a person is obligated in the honor of his grandfather, specifically his father's father, so he says Yeshayim ein adam chayiv. The marik sheet is as alchiyev ve'ein adirali. And the Rabbah disagrees. Ella the chayiv b'kfayt aviv Yosef b'kfayt avi aviv. Kfayt aviv is more than kfayt avi aviv. What's this machlokes? Let's do it a medrash. The Medrash says, by Yaakov Avinu, it says, Vayizbach Zvachim Lelekei Ovid Yitzchak. He brought Karbonis to the God of his father Yitzchak. Chayev Adam B'Kfayt Ovid Yosef B'Kfayt Ziknai. Lefikach Talav Yitzchak V'Leid Avram. Lashon HaMedrash is that a person is Chayev B'Kfayt Ovid more than Kfayt Ziknai, and therefore he was tailing his father. So the Rabbah Taini, so the Marik holds that there's a Ptur of Kfayt Avi Yavid. But the Rabbah Tain is that it's not so. It only says Yosef b'kvayd avi aviv, so it's only that he has kedima, and not that he's chayiv be'etzem. The Taz Chof brings kepirish Rashi b'chumish. Aviyizbaz zavachim lekev of Yitzchak v'teim al dey rishayna shumarik nela bimedu pirish Rashi b'chumish. So here an interesting nekudas hakesef. I hate to say this, but you see a little bit of the rivalry between the Pesachim of the Taz and the Shach. This is the Shach's son writing, presumably. Kepirish Rashi. He picks on the Taz here. And the Kuzik Kesef says, who Medrash? Rashi? It's a Medrash. Gamash HaKosef Tebal Dei Rishayna Haidu Kushas HaRamah B'darkei Moshe. That's what the Ramah is asking. V'nirsha B'marabachim B'shulchan Aruch. It's in the parentheses. V'lo Yadati Machidish B'zeh. What is the Taz coming to add? He says that he's just chaffering with the Taz, but listen to what he says after. Maybe the Taz felt Pirush Rashi b'chumish rogel yosem b'medrash. People are more familiar with Rashi and Chumish than in Midrashim. Mishum mishakosu k'tas poiskim the Rashi u'b'makim targum chayvel b'kashnei b'kamecha targum. So that's why the Taz quoted Rashi and didn't quote the Medrash. Okay, it's a strange because I guess I'm not used to this type of picking on. Now, so the question is, I looked around, why should you be chayiv b'kfayt avi aviv? We had S l'rabbis eishes aviv, viv av l'rabbis. What's this riboy? So I looked around. I found in one tshuva, the Michas Elazar, I found. He says, he's brought the Likud Svarim here on Kibbutz Aveim. He says, that's the reason for the Kvayd of a grandfather. I saw the Stechemed. He says that it's similar to the Svara by Achiv HaGadol. We say a father wants the child to bechavet his older brother. A father wants the child to bechavet the grandfather. Avi Aviv. So therefore, it should apply there as well. What?
What does it say?
You know, it's interesting. It says there's a little of a tumult if Avi Aviv is dafka. Shulchan Aruch says Avi Aviv. Now, a person has potentially four grandparents: Avi Aviv, Avi Imai, and Avi. What do I say? Avi. Avi Aviv, Eim Aviv, Avi Imai, and Eim Imai. So it only mentions Avi Aviv. Now I would normally assume that that it's all included, that it's all meant to be included in what it says here. However, if I'm reading the Gra Lamed Daled right, the Gra seems to make a chilek. He says Ein Nirali. He says Machlekes the Marik and the Ramah. The Gemara the Saita Raya the Marik. The Gemara the Saita has a Raya to the Marik. V'derali Dal Avi Imai Potter. That Gemara is Avi Imai. Avi Imai is Potter. Avi Aviv Yechayiv. The question is, what would be a svara for this Gra? I think Yad Avram brings the same thing. Yad Avram says there's only one Yad Avram on the page. Ein Adam Chayiv B'Kfayt Avi Aviv Marik. Tarsev Tzachlay B'Sharish Lamed. Vein Nirali B'Sel Yozuta. Dein Chayiv B'Kfayt Avi Aviv. Vein Yirai B'Gemara Saita Daf Mem Tes. Racha Bar Yosef, Itful Beba, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Barate, etc. And he says the same teretz. He says the Bebita Lachasha Kibnai, Rak Ben Benai Chasha Kibnai. So here it needs a hesber why there should be a difference. I saw a chilek, possible chilek. The Torah says, "Vaydatam levanecha levnei vanecha yamishmat levnei Hashem lekecha b'sinai." The Torah uses an expression of vanecha uben vanecha. That the chi of Talmud Torah is banim and bnei banim. We're going to have it. The Gilyon of Talmud Torah, Reshma and Vav, the side of the page of the Gilyon, that it's only ben benoi that there's a chi of, and not ben ben bitai. Now there's a chi of a. I'm talking about the technical chiyuv of lamitar lebenai is ben benai. So therefore, it's reciprocal. Your mechuyev, it's a relationship to ben benai. That's a unique relationship. So it goes in both directions. So there's a chiyuv kavod in the other direction as well. So ben benai and avi aviv. It's hard and svara to understand unless you tell me some serious akasim. But the Gra is saying it to answer shverikite that it's only avi aviv and not. He doesn't talk about Aim Aviv. So it says, Ad came Rach, Ad Kan Rach Meho Ava Benoi, that the relationship isn't there. By Talmud Torah, it says such a.
All the two are my children.
That's what Lavan said.
Okay.
I don't know if Lavan's right. He's right. He said at Saint Saini also, is he right? It's a proper minig to keep the yard side of a grandparent, especially within 50 years. There's a number of 50 that's brought. It's a proper thing. I daven Ferom and I try to say Kaddish by my grandparents. But it's not only Avi Aviv, Avi Imai also. It's a proper meeting, it's not an obligation.
After
but
70
it's
true. Years, there's not a connection anymore.
70 years, there's no connection. It says after the Shabbat, I think it says. What? What's the yard side? There's no key of yard side second time. Yeah, the Mishra Shalom brings something. The first 50 years to make sure someone says Kaddish. Gift of Tira, yeah. If they're appearing, you stay forever. Let's keep it out. If you outlive a parent 50 years, you still stay. Okay. Serious Akasa. I'd like to. We have one fifth left. I guess we'll leave the. So what we learned today is all the additional people you have to be mechabit, chamav, achiv hagogel, and the step parents. So that's the rebuyah. All right, we still have sif chafei to go next week.